Hi, it's Carl Holden from Harvey.
Carl, it's so lovely to catch up with you again.
Nice to catch up with you. Yeah.
And with such exciting news as well, because a song of yours, which is not new, if I can put it that way, has just found some incredible success. Can you just explain to me what's going on, please?
Yeah, so the song Silver, which was one of the first songs that Stu and I ever recorded, really, back in the 90s, has been picked up and used in the series, the Disney Plus series about JFK Jr. So it's kind of the song is on in the background when they're in the restaurant, and it's made it onto the soundtrack. And, you know, as you know, Spotify playlists rule everything. So once it got on there, we've had literally thousands of plays every day this week. So it's been crazy.
Wow. So you've made about 4 pence.
Maybe 3 or 4.
That's incredible, though. So, because quite often you have people say, oh, yes, my song is on such and such, but you wouldn't know it. However, Silver does stand out, does it, in the scene that it's used in?
Well, so I've seen the clip. I haven't actually watched the whole episode yet of the thing, but I've seen the clip, and it's obvious that it's there, and it's on for, you know, probably half the song is there in the background while they're doing the scene, and it's great. It's just great to hear. It's very exciting because I think film as well, particularly, you know, when it's kind of like it's really making use of a bit of music, and to get it in something like that is incredible. I think it's just really lucky.
Well, this is the thing, because, you know, I think as sort of somebody who's dabbled in music and film myself as well, I know how the music is crucial. It can create the entire atmosphere of the scene that you're watching. So for your song to be chosen to create that atmosphere, I mean, that must mean so much to you both as songwriters.
It is. It's incredible. Yeah. I mean, I didn't realise. I didn't know much about the story. It's a very big, you know, I think in the US, that the story itself is really famous. You know, it was this kind of very, like, fiery, very quick romance that kind of didn't end particularly well, I don't think. But it's kind of in the hearts of Americans that it's quite close. And I didn't realise that. But actually, I didn't realise also that it was set actually around exactly the time that we would have been recording this. It's like, it's kind of early 90s itself, and the soundtrack is really good. It's got some great tunes on there, you know, that would have been our favorites of the time.
That's incredible, isn't it? So as you said, it was the 90s when you recorded Silver, which I think you recorded it here on the Isle of Man, didn't you?
We did. We recorded it at Dave's studio.
So this was Dan Productions when it was on Victoria, on Woodburn Road, I think it was, wasn't it, when it was down there?
That's right, it was the old place.
Yeah, with Dave Armstrong.
Yeah, that's right. Back then, I think we were a little bit skint at the time, so I think we painted the back of his house as payment for the as payment for the session. And he played bass on it as well, and then Johnny Peacock played the drums on it. But I mean, I said something on Facebook today. It's like, little did we know at the time when we were doing that 30 years later it'd be on, you know, you'd be on the telly.
On American TV, on Disney,
on
and
American
everything.
Telly as well. Yeah,
it's so exciting.
But I mean, the song itself as well is like really. It's just a great song. I mean, it's so optimistic and kind of exciting itself. It's, and, you know, with it being such an early one for us, it's just a lot of sort of good feelings about it.
So how on earth then did it end up on Disney's Love Story?
God, well, it's one of those things. I think we've chatted a little bit before about when Stu and I first sort of started to revive the stuff in the early 2010s, 2011, 2012. And I'd done a gig. I was one of a couple of acts who'd done this opening slot for Dodgy when they played at the Borderline in London, which was a great night. It was really exciting. I played Silver then, actually. That was one of the two songs that I played. After that, it kind of just gave us the impetus to start doing it. So we started recording and re-recording and remixing. But also at the same time, Stu was quite proactive in terms of, you know, like pitching to people and trying to drum up some interest. And so I can't exactly remember when it was, but I think back then somebody got hold of it and they were like, yes, we'll, you know, see what we can do. And we didn't hold our breath particularly. And then it's taken, you know, 10, 11 years to sort of come to fruition, which is crazy, really.
And that's the thing, isn't it? Because sync licensing now as well is crucial, isn't it, really, for musicians? Because we know that, you know, revenue streams have changed so much for anyone who is trying to make money from this industry. So syncing is really, really important. But for someone to have been in that crowd and then some years later to have then, I mean, how long have you been waiting to hear this news?
Well, I think Stu got he got a heads up about it sort of late last year, maybe October, November time last year. So I think we knew something was going to happen, but we, you know, you sort of keep it stummed. You know, you don't know whether it's going to happen or not. And then so literally I got the message from him 2 weeks ago, whenever it, very recently, to say, oh, it's in, it's on, go and check it out. So I did.
And could this then lead to potentially other sync licenses and other opportunities for your music to be used in TV and film?
I hope so, yeah. I mean, it's a really good... for us as well, not being a particular... You know, obviously, because we're not a live act as well, so that source of revenue has kind of has gone because we're not able to play live due to Stu's illness and geography and all the rest of it. So... actually, it's really important, and but you've just got to keep plugging away. Stu's very good at, you know, just keeping the emails going, letting people know that stuff's coming out, and just reaching out to people. So I think for us, it will be great if we got more from it. Other songs as well. We've got, you know, loads of new stuff coming out this year. So you never know.
Well, it's an interesting story in itself, the whole Kennedy thing, isn't it? And because it's Kennedy's,
it is,
I mean, I'm assuming this is going to have a lot of viewers, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, it'll be massive in the US especially. I mean, actually, interesting, just a quick stat for you. Last I looked at our Spotify kind of, you know, the artist kind of website you go on and you can have a look and you see how many times it's been played. And I think... this week, it's been played in about 140 different countries.
And what were you at before that?
Well, I think you always get one or two on playlists here and there around the world. But I mean, this one was, it was particularly big in the US, but also big around in the UK and London and Australia. So you can see all these things coming in, and it'd be just great if we can... obviously now there's a new song out as well, and hopefully people will land on the song and then they'll go and check out the rest of the stuff as well, which would be great.
You've got a new song actually coming out, I think, is it today?
It's today, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Tell us about that.
It wasn't really planned at the time. So yeah, this one is, it's called I'll Stay. And it's a bit of a softer one. It's not like Silver. It's much more acoustic. We don't do many sort of acoustic tracks, but this one's quite mellow.
So what do you think of love? Has it been your friend? You were the lucky one. We'll find you in the end.
We did the AI trick on it again, where I sung the main vocal. And then we processed it to make it sound like Stu. So it's kind of Stu singing it.
You say love you can define. You hope a sea's drain.
It's good. It's got lots of harmonies going on. There's even a hint of a gospel choir in there, which was different for us. But it's a lovely song. Short and sweet.
Hey, yeah.
I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? Because when something like this happens, it does sort of force your hand, doesn't it, to try and immediately get other stuff out there.
I know. I mean, it was lucky. It wasn't particularly by design, I don't think, that I'll Stay was coming out today. But it's very handy. And hopefully people who've listened to it on Spotify, you know, it comes up on your... it'll come up and, oh, you've listened to this artist and here's the new one by them. So hopefully there'll be a bit of a knock-on effect as well, which would be great.
Oh, that is wonderful. And how is Stu doing? Because, of course, we know that he's got this rare form of MND, motor neuro disease, hasn't he? And, of course, as we know, he has become nonverbal, hence you're using AI brilliantly. It's one of those AI positive success stories. It's an incredible thing. How is he doing at the moment?
He's doing good. I mean, we chat all the time on text. We're always on WhatsApp. It's pretty, you know, daily. We'll be checking in and sorting out what's going on. I was over last year, and I'm hoping to make it over this year again to see him. I think generally he's been okay. He's not really suffered too much of a decline. We're hoping, you know, many more tunes to come.
Oh, it must be a real boost as well to be able to do this. Music can be so healing, can't it?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we've worked hard on it. If I look back to when we started first reproducing these tunes, it's probably 8 years of pretty much doing something on a weekly basis. It was very intense at the start when we were re-recording a lot, but even now, just remixing, checking in, tweaking things, you know, adding a bit here and a bit there or whatever. It's really been a labour of love. So, yeah, it keeps you going, and to get some, you know, to hear it on the radio or see it on the TV at the end of the day is just fantastic.
Well, we're so happy for you. It's so well deserved. Your songs are fabulous, we look forward to hearing the new ones as well. But for now, it's got to be all about Silver. So we will get that on and let people hear it. But just remind everyone again how they can actually see it on an American TV series.
That's right. So it's in the show is on Disney Plus in the UK, and it's called Love Story. And I'm reliably informed that episode 4, 19 minutes in, if you don't want to watch the whole thing.
Well, we wish you all the very best. For those who don't have Disney or Spotify, where else can they find Harvey and your music?
It's Apple Music, Spotify. I think we might have some stuff on SoundCloud as well. I should really know that, shouldn't I?
you can tell us. We'll put it online for you. Don't you worry. Well, all the very best. Give our love to Stu as well, and keep us posted on. You know, you're going to be turning up on red carpet soon, aren't you?
The Hall of Fame awaits.
Exactly. Hey, they do say every cloud has a
silver lining.
Oh, there you go. Carl, take care. All the very best. Thanks for speaking to us.
Thanks so much, Christine.